Now, he says here, O my people, what have I done unto thee? And in what have I wearied thee? Testify against me. In other words, this is verse 3, and in other words, God is saying to them, why have you turned from me? Why have you rejected me? What have I done to you? What have I done? And it is something that we're going to meet with again in the prophecy of Malachi, because there, after the captivity, Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament, after the captivity, the people returned and they became very blasé. They became very sophisticated again. They had forgotten the Babylonian captivity. The city now has been rebuilt and they are enjoying prosperity again. And Malachi speaks to them. And they said, well, to tell the truth, this going through the religious rituals is a little boring. And it's very boring indeed. And it's wearisome. And I'd more or less agree with them in that. But the problem was not with God. The problem was with them. And we're going to see here what the real problem was. Now, he asked them to testify against him. What has God done? Well, he's going to tell them what he's done to them. What is it that God has done? Has he been ugly to them? Has he mistreated them? Did he take them down to the land of Egypt and leave them there and forget about them? He could do that. He didn't have to deliver them out of the land of Egypt, but he did deliver them out of the land of Egypt. Listen to him now in verse 4. Of chapter 6, for I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. They were slaves. God says, I have redeemed you. I didn't do you wrong. I didn't harm you. I redeemed you. You were slaves bending under the yoke of the taskmasters down in the land of Egypt. And there's no one to deliver you. You were not an attractive people. You were a slave people. And you had dropped down to a very low level, to the lowest level of humanity. But God says, I loved you, and I came down, and I redeemed thee out of the house of servants, of slaves, and I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, and I gave you leadership to lead you out of the land. Moses and Aaron and Miriam. It's interesting that Miriam is mentioned here. I'd like to call attention today to the women libbers that God didn't pass them by. Miriam was one of the leaders out of the land of Egypt. She was on a par with Aaron, but not on a par with Moses, because Moses was the one that God had chosen. And actually, Miriam wanted to lead a rebellion against her own brother. You remember when they got out in the wilderness, Moses really took charge. He was leading under God. Miriam says, who is he to tell me that? Why, I remember when he was a little old bitty fella and he was about to be put to death by Pharaoh. And I took him down there with his mother and we put him in the bulrushes and I stayed at a distance and I watched over him. Who does he think he is? Tell me what to do. Boy, she was the first woman liver, I guess, that we've had. She says Moses thinks he's going to tell me, but she was a leader. She was one of those, and she was chosen of God. And I have a notion that she had a real ministry with the women. Can you imagine the problems that would arise with the women and the children on that wilderness march? Problems that Moses would not know too much about. And Moses is another example of a father that wasn't too good a father. Tremendous leader for Israel, but not such a good father. David was the same kind of a man. Strange, isn't it, that you have those? And it's always well to have a wonderful mother at a time like that. And Moses certainly had a wonderful mother, and she was the mother of Miriam. And so Miriam must have been a great help, especially to the women in that wilderness march that they made. And so their complaint is, oh, we're weary, we're tired of worshiping God. After all, what's he done for us? Now God goes back and he recites their history.